The procedural vote that could topple the speaker. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House voting overwhelmingly to begin debate on a package of military aid bills. More Democrats voted yes than did Republicans, and that puts House Speaker Mike Johnson's grasp on the gavel in jeopardy, as some conservative members are angered that he has put forward what they consider to be Democrat bills. But Speaker Johnson says,
"We'll see what happens. I'm going to do my job. I'm not deterred by threats, and we're going to do the right thing and let the chips fall where they may."
Arizona Republican Congressman Paul Gosar now says he is joining the effort to oust the speaker. Iran's foreign minister says the drone attacks and what he calls the events at Isfahan caused no casualties or material losses last night. Israel has not claimed responsibility for the attack, but the Biden administration says Israel gave the Pentagon advanced warning of the attack. President Biden has just wrapped up a speech to the Electrical Workers Union in Washington. He did not mention the Middle East, but claimed his economic policies are working.
"We're doing what always worked best for this country. We're investing in America. It's not complicated. We're investing in Americans, not just America, Americans. Building an economy from the middle out, from the bottom up, not the top down."
The latest Fox News poll finds the president trailing former President Trump on economic issues in several key battleground states. The former president upset with the judge in his New York criminal case.
"He says, don't gag me. He arrived here this morning very angry at the gag order that he says allows others to speak out about this case while he is not allowed to say a peep. That order was imposed by Judge Juan Merchan against the former president after he repeatedly attacked witnesses, Merchan's daughter, and Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, among others. It prohibits the former president from commenting on jurors, witnesses, court staff, and their families."
Fox's Eric Shawn. They hope to seat five alternate jurors today to complete the jury selection process. America is listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Authorization for Section 702 of the Foreign Surveillance Intelligence Act expires at midnight tonight. The Senate may not be able to pass a bill to reauthorize it before that deadline.
"We want to get FISA done as soon as we can because it's very important for our national security. But as everyone knows, any one member can halt progress in this chamber. So both sides need to fully cooperate if we want to get FISA done."
Senate Majority Leader Schumer, the intelligence community says Section 702 is vital to keep the country safe from terrorist attack. At the G7 summit in Italy, Secretary of State Blinken telling China to stop playing sides in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
"China can't have it both ways. It can't purport to want to have positive, friendly relations with countries in Europe and at the same time be fueling the biggest threat to European security since the end of the Cold War."
Blinken confirming China is supplying Russia with weapons to use in Ukraine. Marijuana advocates around the country preparing for tomorrow, April 20th or 420, the high holiday for marijuana. Festivals and smoke-ins are planned around the country. Recreational marijuana use now legal in 24 states. Perhaps not the best lunchtime story, but a chef in New Orleans is making the best of the emergence of cicadas.
"Bugging out in New Orleans. Blocks away from fine dining in the French Quarter, the Audubon Insectorium serving up cicadas. Its curator of animal collections creating cicada dishes, including green salad with apple, almonds, blueberry vinaigrette, and they didn't forget about roasted cicadas on your plate. It's the Big Easy, so how about fried cicada nymphs dressed on top with a warm mixture of Creole mustard and soy sauce? But the FDA says it's a good idea to avoid chowing down on the critters if you have a seafood allergy. cicadas share a family relation to shrimp and lobsters.
Fox's CJ Papa, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.